The men from the press said, we wish you success. Jesus, can he at least close the door? The Tribune reporter muttered. Years of hard eating and rushing about had had their effect on Willie. A bulging waistline, puffy cheeks. Gone the athletic build and the once wavy black hair. A shiny bald pate in its place. He drank large amounts of water with his meals, doctor's orders, and often scuttled in a hurry to the John, not always bothering to close the door. Brian's mellower and sweeter, Creelman, the New York Herald reporter who'd covered the feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys, and once interviewed Sitting Bull, remarked, no longer caricatured as the great bogeyman stirring up class hatreds and anarchism, the press now saw him as an evangelical missionary. How can they be expected to despise in Brian what they've applauded in Roosevelt? An editorial in The Nation demanded. Watching Willie zip up in that Omaha diner, damp spots on his trousers, then wash his hands, I crowded in front of the squeamish Tribune hack. Mr. Brian, I gushed, you're advocating an 8-hour workday, arbitration for labor disputes, and a national income tax? And you are? He asked, putting a moist hand on my arm. Jefferson Powers, Salem Sentinel. I knew your daddy, Silas. I didn't register in his eyes. Well, Mr. Powell, I think those are fine ideas. I think we should certainly consider them.